Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
As well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Yep, with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, broadcasting live from the state of in part Snowda. Okay, it is melting. This is good. We're in the 40s today, so all is well. If you want to call in at any time, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. 1 Timothy 2:5, Acts 4:12. Check it out. Health Impact News just reported. Now, let's go back all the way to the beginning of this pandemic. Do you remember what I shared with you concerning a dream I had? And I remember I told you, when I told you that this was going to happen, the dream was that there was a tsunami coming in, and I seen a small wave come in the first time. The second wave was bigger, and I knew that the Lord was saying, if it doesn't stop here, it's going to continue on. Do you guys all remember that? I just want to show you how this works, because we learn as we are being used as well. Romans 8:14. Check it out when you get a moment. Get ready for more COVID vaccines, masks, and lockdowns as Fauci wants more money for new variants. Now, I'm just curious, when are the American people going to understand as to the fact that they're being lied to? And regardless of how many times they've been exposed for lying, they keep pushing the narrative. A scroll came up on that of Fox News, the best that you think that you have. Again, consider the source, Ephesians 4:14. They're promoting more vaccinations, friends. So that tsunami's coming all the way through. The American people didn't put it to a stop the second wave. It was going to continue on, and that tsunami was going to come in, and it's going to destroy everything. And it is, and it has. Why? Because the American people are back to sleep. And don't you understand? Matthew 13:25 tells us that when men slept, the enemy sows tares. And that's when he's sowing the tares. And if you don't understand justice, the way it tells us in the book of Proverbs, verse 28, the Bible tells us evil men do not understand justice. Okay? Evil men. Good men understand that that's how you stop the evil. Let me put it up to that of Edmund Burke, who he said, you know, we've all heard this. Evil prevails because good men do nothing. I'm here to tell you there's nothing further from the truth, friends, because good men do not allow that evil to prevail, because they understand the heart of God. Read Jeremiah 9:24 when you get a moment. But look at this, friends. Again, exposed. Again. They're being exposed on a daily basis. A military doctor just came forward and testified under oath that the superiors in the military ordered her not to discuss the injuries after COVID vaccines. Well, that's insane, friends. Let's just do our best and act like this isn't happening. This was just reported. Brad Martin, 48 years old, dies. And isn't it interesting, friends? The cause of death has not been disclosed. Why? Are we going to sit here and play, friends, stupid with these people? Here's another one for you if that's not good enough. WWE legend Scott Hall dead at 63 after being taken off of life support. Whoa, isn't that crazy? Let me read a little bit of this for you so you can understand as to where this is coming from. Revealing that the famed wrestler had issues with blood clots, which led him to have 3 heart attacks and being placed on life support. Isn't that what happens? Isn't this one of the major side effects that they have been covering up since the beginning of their said forced inoculations? And of course, they're going to stand back and say, you know, we didn't make you get them. You know, you went out and you made the choice to take an experimental jab. This is all misinformation. And these are, in fact, again, let me remind you, crimes against humanity. Okay? Are they pushing forward? Oh, absolutely. Just ignore the fact as to how this individual died, friend Scott Hall. Okay? And then we all know, of course, if you want to play by the games of those that rule over you, well, you're going to suffer the consequences. Read Galatians 6:7. Blood clots likely or like Haley Bibers or Bibbers are happening in younger and younger people. It's happening in younger and younger people because they keep lowering the age for those that they want, as they call it, vaccinated. Again, are we to roll back and play stupid with these people? Because Americans, don't sit back and act like it's not happening to your neighbors. And we are our brother's keeper, it tells us in the book of Genesis, right? Remember that of Cain after he killed his brother and the Lord asked him where he was? Don't be guilty of murder, friends, and you're an accomplice to it if you don't stand up against it and begin to warn your neighbors. Ezekiel 33, verse 3. Read it when you get a moment. We're all called to do the work of an evangelist, regardless if you're an apostle, a prophet, a teacher, an evangelist, and or a pastor. Read Ephesians 4:11. And it's for the work of the ministry. If we love each other, then let's tell each other the truth and warn men concerning what is happening here. Again, this stuff is just, to me, infuriating to say the least. But again, I just started off this segment with the fact that Fauci comes out of the shadows once again, and now he's going to push more fear. Now, some will say, well, it's not going to work. Well, you're probably right in a lot of ways, because there's so many lawsuits being rained down on these criminals right now. But again, let's not stop at a lawsuit or compensated, friends, while they're turning blood into gold. But I do want to say, people will say that will never happen. Well, let me tell you this. There's a lot of people that are being caught up right now with Mr. Zelensky, aren't they? You know, the Ukrainian president that mysteriously appears out of nowhere. Do you know that Netflix right now is promoting one of his last movies, which preceded him becoming the president of that country? Same thing with Donald Trump. For those that did not know, he was groomed for 30 years on television in a favorable light. They gave him The Apprentice, and before you knew it, he runs for president and slaughters the likes of a Hillary Clinton. All planned, just like that of Albert Pike said, when the people need a hero, we will deliver him up, and it's exactly what they did. For those that say this won't happen again, I just want to say, many of you that say that this will not happen again, you're out there praising the Ukrainian president, who was in fact an actor, a comedian, and a homosexual. Okay? And how many times have I shared with my viewers and my listeners across the country and into 53 countries that they are all actors? What needs to happen before we take responsibility and deal with these criminals? We're going to come right back, folks. At all costs, avoid the sugar-coated truth. Avoid it. We don't want that. The days of diplomatic efforts, friends, must come to an end, because we know what diplomacy is: seduction in another guise or compromisers. That's where two men get together and both agree on what they both know is wrong. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We'll be right back. Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research, and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base, visit us at H-E-R-B-A-N-O-M-I-C.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Check us out on social media platforms, Sons of Liberty Radio, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe to that page and or go over to the top left side of the page, beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com. I was just noticing during the break, I noticed that when Americans aren't afraid, the numbers drop. But when Americans are afraid, our numbers grow. And how many times I've received messages from people coming back and saying, Bradley, you were right, you were right, you were right, you were right, you were right. I wasn't right about anything. The Word of God was. And the bottom line is if we're not going to return to Him with our whole heart, mind, soul, and strength, remember there's a day where the Lord says, that's enough. You had your chance. Right? And that is that plumb line in the book of Amos. I just want to let you know. The Lord doesn't need fair-weathered friends no more than you do. Okay? And I want to tell you this, too. For those that compromise the Word of God and they play the little game, they put the, when the airplane's going down, they put on their parachute, and when it's not, they're partying up. They're living for their own selfish selves, right? You see it all day long. But again, remember, when the plane goes down, everybody gets that parachute. They want to put on the Lord Jesus Christ, and they want to go to heaven. But when everything's okay, man, they just go right back to their sin, just like a dog returns to its vomit. You're good for nobody, not even the devil. Just so you know, okay? Let's go over to this, and I want you to listen to this carefully. Speaking of another topic, Jussie Smollett. Okay, let's say it like how the French say it, Smollett, right? Found guilty on 5 counts of disorderly conduct. This is this sodomite, Leviticus 18, 22, 2013, Romans 1, 24, Jude 1, 7. Read them, okay? This is this sodomite that accused an innocent person of a crime, just like Satan himself, Revelation 12, 10, the accuser of the brethren. In other words, accuse others of what you're guilty of. That's who this guy is, right? He was found guilty per a juror appears on 5 of the 6 counts concerning what he was willing to do. I want you to put this in the light of Scripture, and this is how you teach men the fear of God. Deuteronomy 19:19 comes to my aid concerning this very issue. Then shall you do unto him as he had thought to have done unto his brother, so shalt thou put evil from among you. Okay? That's how it works, friends. That's why he's being charged. Again, just for the record, so everybody understands what is happening here in fact. I want you to see this really quick. This is when he was found guilty, this sodomite who accused an innocent man of a crime that he was guilty of committing in his sick, distorted mind. No wonder why they call him crimes against nature, right?
That's right. Jussie Smollett, a jury has found that he is guilty of 5 of 6 counts of disorderly conduct. Now, of those 5 counts, I'm just going to sort of give you a little bit of what the law is there and what he was charged with and what he is now convicted of. On count 1, it was making a false police report that he was a victim of a hate crime to Officer Bay, one of the officers that took that report.
They're creating haters, friends.
They found him guilty of making a false police report that he was a victim of a battery to that same officer. The 3rd count, the jury found that he was guilty of making a false police report as the victim of a hate crime to another detective. And then on count 4, guilty of making a false police report that he was a victim of a battery to that same detective, Kimberly Murray. Count 5, they found him guilty again. Same thing, making a false police report, this time that he was a victim of a battery again to that same police officer. And then on count 6, that is the only count that the jury found him not guilty. And
okay, so the point that we're making here, friends, is this individual is guilty, 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 guilty. Okay? Guilty. 5 out of the 6 counts he was found guilty by a juror appears. Now, isn't it interesting that, by the way, I want you to see this because I have a whole list of fake hate crimes. By the way, all crime is motivated by hate. So for them to specialize the word hate when it goes and targets homosexuals, well, I'll tell you what targets homosexuals and sodomites in this country is your laws, because your laws condemn them. Go ahead and cross-check everything I'm telling you right now. Of course it condemns them. Why? Because this is what these people are capable of at the end of the day. Okay? Now, what's kind of bizarre about all this is after 6 days of being in jail, mysteriously, Mr. Smollett, is released from jail. Doesn't anybody find that a little disturbing? So the guilty, they don't have to be brought to justice, but can you imagine this innocent person that was accused of these crimes by this criminal right here? If that person was thrown in jail for something that this criminal made up, there wouldn't be a peep about it in the mainstream media. No, not at all. There would not be a peep about it, friends. And that should horrify everybody in this country, because it shows you the bias and the criminality of what's going on in the mainstream media. Okay? I also wanted to show you this just so you can understand that he's the one that said it. I'm black and gay. Who cares? Who cares? You better keep that away from free, law-abiding, God-fearing people. Because what you're doing is committing a crime against nature, okay? And it's interesting how the mainstream media jumped on board right away when he made his accusations. His accusations. 5 out of the 6 counts, he's guilty as H-E double hockey sticks. But for some reason, he has been released, friends. And if you want to see how mentally unstable this guy is, you should watch a couple minutes of how he responded when the judge dropped down the gavel. But it's also amazing how the mainstream media is right there to try to justify his crimes. You better beware of this mentality, friends. This is a slippery slope, and it's very dangerous. But again, I want to reiterate the point, friends, that I have a whole list of lesbians, homosexuals, transgenders, and the list goes on of these people accusing others of crimes that were committed in their minds. Okay, and they were brought to justice. And that is the very reason we have a Deuteronomy 19:19. Here, I want to tell you this. If someone falsely accuses you of something, where it's pretty significant, do yourself a favor and everyone around you and your community, not just your family, but your community as well. What you need to do is you need to take that person to a lawful task and hold them accountable. Do you remember not some time ago, it was probably 3, 4, 5 years ago, boy, that was a while, when Judge Roy Moore was accused of misconduct with other women. I did an event with Judge Roy Moore probably about 12 years ago. And I knew that when that woman or those women made the accusations, and guess who funded all these smear campaigns, by the way, on Judge Roy Moore, the guy that stood for God's Ten Commandments down in Alabama. You want to know who that was? It was found to be at the very feet of cocaine trafficking Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell that was paying for those smear campaigns. But going back to Judge Roy Moore, I knew that when these women made these accusations against him, I knew it was all over for him. Because that was one boy you did not want to lie about. Because he was going to take him to task, and he did take him to task, and he won. Okay? That's what's happening right here with this guy. Okay? I'm black and I'm gay. He wants you to believe that he's the victim. And folks, how many times have I told you they're willing to create haters, as they call them? They're willing to make creators in their own mind so they can put themselves in the victim position. And I'm again here to tell you, friends, don't play that game. Don't allow this to roll forward, because if you do, it's going to happen again. And I do want to reiterate this one point. If that innocent person that this individual made accusation towards was in jail for 150 days, fined over $100,000. Not a person in the mainstream media, not a one of their useful idiots, would have brought to the light the truth of the matter when it condemns the guilty. Okay? In this particular situation, this is the guilty, and the media is trying to make him out as if he is innocent, when in fact, the facts have already been laid out to a candid world, and what has happened? He has been found guilty over and over and over and over and over again, literally. Also wanted to highlight this before we get to our main topic, friends. 4 Disney employees arrested in Florida, human trafficking, child predator sting. Now, we have known this because both myself and Tim Brown, the morning show on sonsoflibertyradio.com, have highlighted these crimes over and over and over again concerning the employees at Universal and in Disney. Okay, and isn't it interesting? The corporation itself promotes this sort of activity when it comes to the act. Isn't that crazy? Well, now they commit the act, and then people sit back and wonder why. Why do we have over 100 employees from Disney and Universal being found for crimes against children and human trafficking? By the way, there was also a judge that was involved. We'll be right back.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Russia warned countries arming Ukraine that they will be considered legitimate targets for retaliation. Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov told RT Television, a state-controlled network, that they clearly see any cargo moving into the Ukrainian territory as a threat, and we would believe carrying weapons would be fair game.
He also said, we're implementing the goal, which is to remove any threat to the Russian Federation coming from Ukrainian soil. Larioff also said that they will be looking to China and India for support. Drivers are heading into their weekend knowing that there's a little bit more relief at the pump. It's slow, but it's happening. AAA puts the nationwide average at $4.27 a gallon. That's down 6 cents in the last week after soaring to a record high amid the war in Ukraine. California continues to charge the most at $5.80 a gallon, while Kansas is the cheapest place to fill up at $3.78. This is USA Radio News. A Missouri freeway is back open at this hour after what police call a horrendous crash. More than 135 vehicles collided in heavy fog, some erupting in flames. The pileup killed 6 people and stretched about a mile and a half on both sides. Firefighters from Illinois and Kentucky were called in to help. Towing crews from all 3 states also spent hours cleaning up. Officials were able to reopen the road in time for this morning's commute. And a new Quinnipiac poll found that 3/4 of Americans want to supply aid to Ukraine as long as it doesn't put the country at risk of a full-scale war with Russia. The majority of Americans, 54%, agreed with NATO's refusal to enforce the no-fly zone, with just 32% disagreeing and 15% unsure. Politicians of both parties opposed the no-fly zone over concerns it would put the country at risk of a direct military confrontation with Russia. As you get ready for your weekend, thanks for spending time with us. This is USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. You heard the false polling once again during the break, right, friends? You heard the false polling. 3/4 of the American people are behind an attack on Ukraine. Well, over the last week, I spent time, and I've been quoting Smedley Butler for some time, but I ordered his book called War is a Racket. I read it in one sitting. It probably took me two, three hours to read the whole book. Folks, it comes down to this. If they want a war, then send them, because it's them and their corporate buddies that are profiting from the war. They're turning the boys' blood into gold, and they don't care. Just ask that guy that sits next to the president of the United States of America. And I'm talking about Trump all the way back, because this guy's not legit. We all know this, right? But interestingly enough, Henry Kissinger said that military men are just dumb, stupid animals, only to be used for foreign policy. They're pawns, he said. But if you were to take it for face value, you went from one crisis right into another crisis. Okay. And before you jump onto that crisis, do consider that, they have ties, treasonously, with that of the Bidens. Okay. And they just sent them a whole lot of money, friends. A whole lot of money without the permission of the American people. Just like a week and a half ago, friends, they signed a bill while you were sleeping for $1.5 trillion. While you were sleeping last week, this is what your said government did again without your permission. Okay? You don't have to listen to me, but you're going to suffer the consequences if you don't respond. That's where we're at, okay? So what I want to do is let's go forward. In America, what has the gospel become? And it was that of Mr. Charles Spurgeon that rightly said that we're to avoid a sugar gospel. Okay? He said, avoid a sugared gospel as you would shun sugar of lead. He said, seek that gospel which rips up and tears and cuts and wounds and hacks and even kills us. Why? That we might be found in Christ. I must decrease that he might increase. He said, for that is the gospel that makes alive again. The Bible does say that we are called to be witnesses of the resurrection. Men are to find their faith not in your wisdom, but in the power and in the demonstration of the Spirit of the Most High God. 1 Corinthians 2:5, 1 Corinthians 4:20, 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 5, read them. Then he said, let it enter into your innermost being as the rain soaks in the ground. I'm thinking of Hosea 10:12 as well. So pray the Lord to let his gospel soak into your soul. Yep, that's right. That's right. I get it. You know what A.W. Tozer said? He said, if I see it right, the cross of popular evangelism today is not the cross of the New Testament. It is, he's now in parallel, in contrast, showing you the gospel to what you see in America. He said, it is rather a new bright ornament upon the bosom of a self-assured and carnal Christianity. That's exactly what has happened to America. He said, the old cross slew men. The new cross entertains them. The old cross condemned. The new cross amuses. The old cross destroyed confidence in the flesh. The new cross encourages it. Folks, if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. It's true what Charles Spurgeon spoke when he spoke the truth, and he said, a time will come when instead of shepherds feeding the sheep, the church will have the clowns entertaining the goats. Again, see it all over the country. No doubt. Here we are. And P.S., we've been here for decades in this country because the people put down their Bibles and they took it for the hireling's word rather than studying and showing themselves approved unto God, 2 Timothy 2:15. This is the downside of allowing hirelings to take the pulpits across America, by allowing them to take the pulpits. John 10:12. And what am I talking about? I'm talking about the fruit of our country. I've said this 10,000 times. The church is called to be the moral compass of society. When that goes, everything else goes, says the second president of the United States of America. Of course, that's all you have to do is read Ephesians 5:11 to understand exactly what he said. We're called to be the light that reproves the darkness. If you go to Romans 12:21, which precedes Romans 13, what does it say? We're called to overcome the evil, the good, right in Christ. But that's not what we're seeing. And instead of people judging the church by its fruit, what are they doing? They're just going along with it. And they love the watered-down version of what they call the gospel, just like A.W. Tozer rightly said. So while thinking through this most important question, I ask myself, what is the gospel? I can speedily answer that question. It is this. It is what Christ did in me by coming to show me who I am not. And it reminds me of that of Paul on the road to Damascus in Acts 9. And isn't it interesting? The Bible says that a bright light shone. He dropped to the ground. The Lord spoke to him, says, why do you kick against the goads? Why do you persecute me, Paul? And before you knew it, friends, 3 days later, he's out preaching the gospel. It's also interesting to note that those that were called to go lay hands on Paul, it's interesting to note that they were afraid of Paul, but the Lord said, no, go tell Paul how many things he must suffer for my name's sake. Wow. Suffer. Isn't that crazy? Yep, suffer. I'm thinking of Philippians right now. We're not only called to believe on Jesus Christ, but we're also called to suffer on his behalf. And that's no fun, no question about it. Philippians 1:29. For unto you it is given in the behalf of Christ not only to believe on him, but also to suffer for his sake. And I'm telling you, friends, that is a part of Christianity. In the Old Testament, it talks about two sacrifices, one in the morning, one at night. Paul says, in parallel, spiritually speaking, he says, I die daily. And he puts off the old man, and he puts on the new man, right? Okay, so with that said, I think the same way that Paul thought. Because when the Lord came in, he was the author and the finisher of my faith, Hebrews 12:2. He came in, he broke me into 10,000 pieces, Psalm 51 verse 7, 34, 18, going backwards, and then going over to Isaiah 66 verse 2. And what does it say? Bradley, do you know what it says? Yep, I do. I really do. All three of them. If I go to Psalm 51, verse 17, what does it say? The sacrifices of God are a broken and a contrite heart. If I go over to that, and if you go over to Psalm 34, 18, it talks about how the Lord is nigh unto those that are of a broken heart. Then when you go over to Isaiah 66, verse 2, what does it say? That the Lord is nigh unto those that are of a contrite spirit and tremble at His word. Okay? You have to be brought to a position where you can no longer help yourself, because your extremity is God's opportunity, and that's where He brings all of His kids to show you where your dependency and trust must be placed, and faith, first and foremost. Okay? So until a man becomes nothing, God can create nothing out of him. I'm answering what the gospel is. The Lord broke me into 1,000 pieces. I just said this. To, in turn, proclaim His message while putting off the old man and putting on the new man in Christ and proclaiming His message. Okay? Everywhere we go, folks, it's at the tip of my tongue, is the Word of God. Everywhere we go, we're dropping off tracks. Okay? See, folks, if you received power in truth in Christ, you can do nothing but in turn give away what you've got. Jeremiah said that the word was like a fire shut up in his bones. That fire, and I'm talking a little bit of a couple different things here, but I am saying the same thing, that when that Holy Ghost is in you, the Bible says we're called to be ministers of the flames of fire, Hebrews 1:7. I'm telling you what, you have to fan that flame. You have to keep it alive. You have to keep it alive. You really do. So we put off the old man, we put on the new man, talking about what the gospel is, okay? I'm crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me, and the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave Himself for me. And then I also think of John 3:30, Philippians 1:21, and Galatians 5:24 and 6:14. Read them when you get a moment. We're not casting pearls here, friends. So, if I repented of my sins, repentance towards God and faith in Christ, Acts 20, verse 21, for breaking His law, then I will now bring forth fruit unto repentance in Christ to His glory. That's the gospel, right? John 15:8. That is the gospel. Matthew 3:8, Matthew 5:16, this is how He's glorified, and 2 Corinthians 7:10 and 11. That really explains the fruit that will be brought forth. Fruits of repentance. So in other words, you are now at a warfare against that which you used to love. The very sins that put Christ on the cross, guess what? You're now at war with them. Okay? You're establishing righteousness in this earth by the power of the Holy Ghost. Also read Romans 6, Romans 5:5 as well. So this is done by the Holy Ghost who's given unto those that obey, Acts 5:32, to preach His good news, Matthew 16:15. See, and again, I just want to make clear for all those that like to misconstrue the things that I say here, that rest my words, pervert my meanings. We're not doing the things that we do to be saved. We do the things that we do because we are saved. Romans 6:17. Okay? And we can do nothing but preach the gospel. So, He saved me. This is important that people get it. And what we're talking about right now, to avoid a sugar-coated gospel, the truth, right? We want the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. I want you to listen to this carefully. Okay? Jesus came into the world in Matthew 1:21 to save us from our sins. I want you to think of this. Jesus was made manifest to destroy the works of the devil. Now we see in the said gospels that are being preached from the hirelings across the country to go ahead and use the grace of God as an occasion for the flesh to make excuses for the very things that Jesus came in to destroy. How does that work? It doesn't, does it? Nope, you reap the curse, right? The wrath of God abides upon the children of disobedience, folks. Let's get this right. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I am Naomi from Montana. Bradley Dean is going into the schools enlightening our youth about important issues. He is also waging war in spiritual wickedness in high places. I want to encourage you to put aside denominational differences and stand behind this man of God, because divided as a nation, we shall fall.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money in a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Okay, so we're talking right now about avoiding a sugar-coated gospel. What is the gospel? I'm sharing with you the gospel. People say they want to hear the gospel. Well, I'm giving you the gospel. What is it that you want to hear? That those that desire to live godly in Christ Jesus will be persecuted? No, I don't want to hear that. I want to hear the new gospel where God has a wonderful plan for your life. Well, I can't find that part because I noticed that 11 of the 12 were martyred. And Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the Lamb of God, without spot or blemish, who taketh away the sins of the world, he was crucified first and foremost to lay himself out as the propitiation of the sins of the world. What are you looking for? You're looking for the good news. I'm giving you the good news. Okay? He saved me from my sins. Now I live unto him who died for me. What did Jesus say? To he who comes after me must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. That is the power of God unto salvation. You said you wanted the good news. I just gave it to you. But it's not the news that the American people want to hear. They want to hear a God that looks like Santa Claus and that gives them everything that they want. That is, folks, the Lord's not going to give you something that's going to separate you from him. That's not going to happen. Matthew 6:33 comes to my aid. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and then all these things will be added unto you. And the things that he adds unto you, you didn't seek them out. He's not going to give you something that you're going to worship or love more than himself. No way. What father would do that? No way. I see things where I've given things to my sons, and it's like, if that's going to take precedent over our time, no way. That will become secondary, or it's going to go. Again, common sense comes into play here. At all costs, avoid the sugar-coated truth. What message do you want to hear? Oh, Bradley, you know, if I give, then it's going to be given unto me. Yes, reaping and sowing is absolutely right. But the Lord loveth a cheerful giver. And what's the reason that you gave seed to the sower in the first place? So you could get? Well, folks, I'll tell you what, you're going to get probably what you didn't want to get. The fact of the matter is you're going to reap more on yourself of putting another layer over your heart of keeping you away from your God. And the Lord will have none of it. Okay? There's a thousand different ways we could go with that thought. But for the sake of time, the Lord said, you will be hated for His name's sake. Did you sign up for that, Christians? Matthew 10:22. You know, the Bible even tells me I may even be killed for His purposes in Matthew 24, verse 9. He also tells me that I will be appointed to be a testimony against kings and governors. Oh, my goodness. That doesn't fit the modern doctrine, does it? Absolutely not. What are you being told today? Just bend the knee and submit. No, don't bend the knee and submit. Stand up and take the ground. The Lord gives it to those that wholly follow Him, ask Caleb, in that of Joshua. Hey, folks, the gospel, He promises me that I should be reviled. Hey, folks, the gospel, He promised me that I would be persecuted and evil would be spoken of me. How many times I have looked at people that are in the church and they're in the hierarchy of the church on a platform, and when I go and seek out their name, there's not a thing standing in contrast in the sense of persecuting them, speaking evil of them, or reviling them. That means they never stood for Jesus Christ. They are not empowered by the Holy Ghost, because all of these things, the revilings, the persecutions, and the evil, and folks, you being hated for His name's sake, all come with being empowered by the Holy Ghost. If anybody can show me otherwise, 1-866-582-9933. What kind of a gospel do you want? I can tell you, a good portion of the American people want a gospel that looks just like the one they created. And the second commandment tells us in Exodus 20, thou shalt not make unto thyself any graven image, a God that doesn't mind you lying, stealing, cheating, creating false gods, and the list goes on. And the Bible tells us we're not to bow down ourselves in service to them. Okay? So we tear that one down? Good. Amen. Let's go on. We're talking about the good news here, friends. The good news is, right? My name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Luke 10:20. That's the good news. And now, knowing the good news, guess what? I am now empowered by the Holy Ghost to have to put on the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, loins girt about with truth, my feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and the shield of faith. Ephesians 6, starting in verse 12. What am I called to? A warfare. Is that not the gospel you're looking for, friends? Because that's the one in the Bible. That's the one in the Bible. D.L. Moody said, listen, he said, if the Bible doesn't teach you to die to yourself, it teaches absolutely nothing. Of course not, because it's not about you. It's about the Christ living through you to a dying world that needs to see Him, not you. That's why I'm bothered by people that debate. That's why I'm bothered by people that sit there and have conferences for 3 to 5 days over absolutely nothing, especially when it comes down to common sense concerning the doctrines in the Bible. Okay? Oh, what's your opinion? Oh, this is mine, and I want to show everybody how smart I'm really not. You know, folks, they talk in these big words, and they use philosophy, and they stand outside of the Word of God, but yet Jesus didn't say that was the model. He said a child was the model of heaven. You know what philosophy is, right? James Madison said, philosophy is big words with common sense meaning. That's right. That's exactly right. We're talking about the good news. Okay? Again, the good news, my friends, is my name is written in the book of life, Luke 10:20, and yet I must now endure the warfare by preaching His gospel on this earth. Read 2 Timothy 2:3, that we must endure as good soldiers. And if we're truly following the Christ, what does the Bible say? We will seek and save that which is lost. Luke 19:10. Right? What does Matthew 4:19 tell us? Well, that if we follow the Christ, we're going to become fishers of men. If you're not fishing for men, you are not the Lord's. Period. 1-866-582-9933. People want the good news. They say, Bradley, we want to hear more of the gospel. I'm giving it to you. This isn't the gospel that you're used to hearing, though. It's a foreign language to people that sit in the pews every Sunday. Right? What is the good news? Ray Comfort did a little ditty on what I'm about to explain here. And it comes from Isaiah 61 and Isaiah 4:18. And I want you to listen to this. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the who? The poor. Who are the poor? Those that are destitute of the righteousness of Christ. Not they're broke or they've been jilted by their girlfriends. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted. What breaks the heart? Repentance towards God in violation of his moral law. Exodus 20. Galatians 3:24, to preach deliverance to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, because we're turning the lights on, to set at liberty, real liberty, not licentiousness, to them that are oppressed, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. Thus, the more you go after God, the deeper you will move into a world filled with hurting people. Now listen carefully. Jesus gives us a summation of who the gospel is for. The poor, the brokenhearted, the captives, the blind, the oppressed. This is the good news for the lost. That's what we're called to do, church. A quick study will show you that Jesus is not necessarily speaking to those who lack financial resources when he speaks to the poor. The word means meek, power under control, humble, lowly, or the poor in spirit, Matthew 5:3. These are the blessed ones to whom the kingdom of God belongs. The poor are those who know that they are destitute of the righteousness of Christ. Matthew Henry, Bible commentator, said of this verse, to whom was he to preach? To the poor, to those that were poor in the world, to those that were poor in spirit, to the meek and humble, and to those that were truly, this is the answer, those that were truly sorry and sorrowful for their violations and transgressions before God's law. It's a different gospel, isn't it, friends? When he speaks to the brokenhearted, he doesn't mean those unhappy people whose hearts are aching because they've been jilted by a sweetheart, but those who, like Peter and Isaiah, are contrite and sorrowing for their sins because of what they did before an innocent Lamb of God. Again, listen to the respected Bible commentator. He said, for he was sent to heal the brokenhearted, to give peace to those that were troubled and humbled for what? Their sins, their violations before God. And to bring them to rest who were weary and heavy laden under the burden of guilt and corruption. So, the captives are those that are taken captive to do the devil's will. 2 Timothy 2:26, and the blind are those whom the God of this age has blinded to the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ. We're talking about avoiding a sugar-coated gospel. We're giving you the good news. You have been broken down, you've been built up, and now you are sent by the Holy Ghost into the field of battle to seek and save that which is lost. That is the gospel of Jesus Christ. 1-866-582-9933. So, the gospel of grace is for the humble, not the proud. God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble, James 4:6. And everyone who is proud in heart is an abomination to the Lord. So we're going to either bow our knee and confess and take on that which Christ has given us according to his word, or we're going to go on with our bad selves unto our own demise.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.